How big is that, by the way?
It's pretty big.
Is it?
Yeah.
I imagine it's got to be pretty big.
3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast. My name is Matt. I'm here with Thirsty Andy. What's up?
I'm really thirsty. I like woke up not too long ago, and this Mountain Dew is the closest thing to me.
Past 3 days, I've gotten up before 8 a.m.
Oh, but what's your bedtime been? Like normal bedtime?
No.
Not really. Dude, last night, yesterday I took a nap, and then I had a Mellow Yellow kind of late. Mm-hmm. I was fucking wide awake till like 2:45.
Really?
Yeah, it sucks.
Damn. Yesterday, I got up super early, like 7:30 in the morning. And I was just like, I can't really go back to sleep. So I decided I had some shopping to do. So I went to the store, you know, before it got stupid hot. It was, you know, it was only like 79 and sticky.
Oh, okay. I was going to be like, so it's like 87 and annoying.
Oh, no. I got up there quick. And then I got home and like, it's like 8. And I'm like, fuck do I do now? I'm not going outside.
Did you take a nap?
No, I didn't. I ended up playing The Sims 3 for a little while.
The Sims can be oddly addicting, man.
So I played The Sims for a little while, and then I was gonna start playing The Witcher 3, and then I decided, because I played through one a little bit, and it was just so fucking boring.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my God. And then I'm like, well, maybe I should play 2, because I played through Mass Effect 1 through 3, and that was like a great journey, like going through all 3 games. I did that basically this time last year, and I was like, everyone's talking about how 3 is so amazing, I kind of just want to get there. So I ended up watching like some lore videos to like get me caught up.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But that kept me distracted long enough until the baseball game started. So I was watching some baseball, and then
baseball. Dude, everybody who went, it had to be so miserable in that stadium.
Oh yeah, like I was I was looking at it, and I'm like, oh, some of the seats are empty. I'm like, well, that's not surprising, because it's like 100 degrees.
Yeah. But the diehard people will be like 112 degrees. Be like, this is fine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'll just drown my heat in beer. And, dude, they have, I was looking at the new foods they have there this year. Mm-hmm. They have a 1-pound tater tot with like baked potato fixings on top. And Camille and I are both like, that might be worth it. Yeah. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, Leaper's going down to the College World Series tonight.
Okay, and tonight might not be too... The night, I guess when the sun goes down, it won't be too bad.
Yeah, that would probably be better.
But...
Yeah, we were... So that's kind of like why my my plans are up in the air, because I don't know if we're going to get together, because he has to leave at like 4:30. Mm. But we talked about it yesterday, and I was like, well, I'd prefer to do Sunday, but I can do today as well. And then like Leaper didn't say anything, and then today is like, so we, I was like, well, I sent them the are we jiggling text, and Leaper's like, well, I gotta leave at 4:30 for the College World Series. I was like, why didn't you say anything yesterday? I said I could make it work.
He doesn't play it very well or plan.
He's a very last second
fly by
man.
The fly by the seat of his pants, dude.
Yeah. And he owes me money, too.
Wasn't he engaged at one point in time?
Yes.
I could have sworn.
I think so. I don't know.
He's all over the place.
He's all over the place.
He's a good dude. He's just all over the place.
He's all over the place. That especially comes up when we're playing like a video game or a board game, and like... He will clearly do the thing that's like the worst thing you could do, or
complete
like
opposite of right,
completely off of the like normal strategy. And we'll ask him like, "Why'd you do that?" And he's like, "Just wanted to, just 'cause."
It's good that I guess he just sticks to the guns that way. Just like, all right, going off the wall.
Because we've currently been playing like we've been playing an old wrestling game, where like
what console?
Xbox 360.
Nice.
Where like you and two other people like make like book the shows, and you try and like get the most fans over to your show.
Oh,
so
what game is this?
It's a SmackDown vs. Raw 2008.
Huh.
Yeah. Which, by the way, has a lot of late 2000s butt rock in it.
Does it?
Yeah. So we played on mute. The first day we played it, we played for like 10 hours, and I had just like 5 songs stuck in my head. Because there's only like 5 songs.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But there's this feature in it that's like, you have to like create rivalries, and like, you have to use it. Like,
oh, you have to.
You absolutely have to use it. You have to have at least 5 of them. And Leaper's always rolling around with like 1 or 2. And he's like, he is losing. He is like, Stefan and I are like kind of fighting for the top spot. I had it for a little bit. Now Stefan has it. Leaper's chart is, and it's charted. You can see his line just going straight down.
Fantastic.
Like, Stefan has like 4 million fans. I've got like 3.2 million, and Leaper has like 1 million.
That's fantastic.
And we're just like, why are you not using the rivalry feature? He's just like, just don't want to.
I love it. Let's see. It's been, what, a couple weeks?
Yeah.
Bought a house.
Yes, you did.
So crippling debt's fun.
Yeah. We are close to the community center in Stardew Valley.
Yes, we are. I think we're like 3 items. I know red cabbage is one.
We need red cabbage.
Oh, we need that like 2 from the cook's bundle.
Yeah, we need the fiddlehead fern.
Yeah, yes, thank you.
Which I think is in the Forbidden Forest in summer.
Okay, so yeah. We're close because we're in spring.
And we need like a... We need a pomegranate.
Oh, yeah. We have one of the trees growing in the greenhouse.
And we need 5 apples.
I think there should be 2 apple trees. And I think one of the trees outside is an apple tree.
One of the trees, there should be a pomegranate and an apple tree out there.
Okay. And the apricot tree, I think, is done.
Something like that. One of the trees...
One of the trees is producing fruit right now.
One of the trees got stunted because I planted them in winter, so they were just ready to go for their season. And you know how from winter to summer, like, rocks and shit show back up on the farm, and you got to, like, clear the farm?
Yeah.
Well, there was a rock adjacent to the tree, but, like, behind it, so I couldn't see it. And you know how you have to have that, like, 8 squares clear? Yeah, I didn't see it for, like, days.
Oh, so and it's a little behind
it. It was, like, mid-spring that I was like, why isn't this growing? And then, like... I went behind it, and I was like, is there something here? And like, sure enough, cracked a rock. I was like, damn it.
And we've been playing some Rocket League, which, that game's fun.
That game is fun as shit.
I forgot how fun that game was. Damn, that game's fun. There's some... We luckily, thankfully, matchmaking's pretty awesome, because we get with people, like, sort of close to us. But I know that there's people in that game that are, like, god tier.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And we, made a friend for a little bit, Pillow Fingers.
Yeah, Pillow Fingers. Yeah, we did good with Pillow Fingers.
But he had no loyalty, and the second we lost, he left.
Yeah, that sucks.
And then we rematched those guys and won.
Yeah, with the random dude. Forgot about Pillow Fingers.
We played the Just Cause 3 multiplayer mod.
Which was kind of disappointing. It
was rough.
Yeah, I don't know how to start missions or anything. Like, I was even looking through all the commands if you typed help.
Yeah.
And there was nothing to, like, start a mission or find a mission or...
And I know I can host a server. I wonder if I can do that on my laptop and just, like, leave it. So, like, I don't have to host and play on the same...
Does the computer that's hosting have to be able to run Just Cause 3?
And, you know, I'm not totally sure,
yeah.
But the process looks similar to the process of, like, running those, like, Minecraft servers, the ones where you, like, like run the server on your computer, and then you have to download, I forget what program it is.
Oh, you have to get a program?
You know, you get like an IP address and it makes it act like a local area network.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, technically it's not.
Got it. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a
And sword. I had done that for Minecraft a few times. Haven't done it for any other game. But the other games I've done, either I've played on someone else's server or like when we had Ark, we just paid for a service.
Ark was cool for a little bit.
Ark, I come back to Ark every now and then.
I can't, like, I look at it and I'm like, dude, that is a big ass download. I think it's like 98 gigs or yeah, in the 90s.
Easily.
That is, oof, that's a big old game.
Yeah, that's one game I cannot bring myself to uninstall because if I ever need it again.
That's like a couple days.
Yeah, it's going to be like, hey, Matt, you want to play Ark tonight? Like, nope. Not tonight. I'll start downloading it.
Someone had a, or not someone, this could be a good idea. If you have, do you have like a decent size? You have like a terabyte external, don't you?
I do.
You could always keep the game files, like download it, transfer drag the whole game file onto the external, and then that way if you ever need it, you can just drag it back into the Steam files, and then Steam will verify it, and if there's any updates or something, it'll just download the updates.
It's not a bad idea.
We've been doing that with Borderlands 2 because for some fucking reason we'll get together and Mitch is like, oh, I uninstalled it. We're like, what the fuck, dude? We play it. Why do you uninstall it? So then I've just gotten in the habit of keeping it on my hard drive because I know that he won't have it.
It's
so
gonna come back up. I recently, it's funny, I was looking through my hard drive. This was before I re-downloaded Just Cause 3. And I was like, well, I need to make space for Just Cause 3. And I uninstalled Grand Theft Auto 5.
How big is that, by the way?
It's pretty big.
Is it?
Yeah.
I imagine it's got to be pretty big now.
And then as we were playing Just Cause 3, I was like, I could really go for some Grand Theft Auto 5 right about now.
I will, if I can find a sale for it for like $30 on Steam, I'll get it. Because I think that game, the online, totally excels when you have people to play with.
Yeah, definitely. It's really fun when you have people to play with and you're not just like dicking around by yourself.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a sale, you might be ready for a miracle.
Oh, isn't it June 21st?
Yeah, Thursday.
Oh, yes. Oh, fuck yeah.
Summer sale time, baby.
And I just bought a house. Fuck.
I know, I'm broke too.
Oh.
The only thing I can hope is my birthday's on the 25th, and I'm going to be like, so I got a wish list.
I did add Grand Theft Auto to my wish list, so when the sale did come, if it did go on sale, it'd let me know.
It'd let you know, yeah. There was one year where I dropped my wish list on Facebook or Twitter or something like that. I was like, oh, you know, it's just my birthday.
I'm pretty sure I bought something off that.
Just my birthday. And, like, they bought my whole wish list.
That's nice.
There wasn't anything, like, exceedingly expensive on there. Everything was, like, $10 or under. But, like, there was like 8 games on there. Nice. Everyone fucking bought it. I was like, I love you guys, man.
Steam wishlist is one of the coolest features Steam has. Like, I wish PlayStation would have it so I could add stuff, like, and then be like, oh, it's on sale because I've been wanting to play The Last of Us again.
Yeah.
But I want the PS4 version, mm-hmm. and I know I've seen it on sale for like $5 sometimes.
Yeah.
So I wish I could have like an alert for that.
Yeah, Steam wishlists are great. Usually, like, on Christmas Eve, I'll be like, time to buy my friends some games, and I'll, like, go through everybody's wish list and find some games.
That's, like, a thing we do.
Yeah.
Buying each other stupid-ass fucking games. Yeah. I love some of the dumb-ass games I have.
Oh, my God. I have, like, I've Shower With Your Dad Simulator, of course.
That one's good.
And Bad Rats and, like, Unicorn's Secret of the Magic Crystal.
I forgot the one you bought me, but it's, like, the live-action game. It's like
Was it like One Night Two Crazies or something like that? Yeah.
It's so bad.
I have Pets Horses 2.
Nice. Oh. Mitch's birthday is coming up.
It was originally like a joke purchase, but someone bought me Honey Pop, and I ended up really liking that game.
I've heard that those are good.
They're fun, man. They really are really fun.
Isn't it kind of like a Bejeweled type thing? Like,
yeah.
That type of gameplay?
Mm.
Nice.
Yeah. Just mixed in with a dating sim.
Dating Sims can some. I played a lot back when Newgrounds was huge.
Yes.
I played. There was some like dating Sims, and I was like, "These are fun."
Dude, I played so many. Specifically, I don't know how to pronounce it, Gangaro Girl or whatever. That was one that was.
I don't remember the name. I'm pretty sure if I were to see it again, I'd be like, "Oh, that's the game."
There were a lot of like. It was fun because you had so many stats.
Yeah.
It was like an RPG.
There was one where it was like a city and you had to like go around the city and date chicks, and it was kind of like a little open world, but it was 8-bit and it was fun.
I might be vaguely aware of what you're talking about.
Yeah, it used to be pretty big on Newgrounds. Like it was like front page for a while. Is Newgrounds still around?
Yeah, it's still there. Yeah.
With the death of Flash, what do they do?
Well, I know they got like an archive of everything. I don't know about the like new stuff though.
Yeah.
But I could always, you know, go back and play Skull Kid or something.
There was one game. It was like the Black Knight or something, and you just used a mouse and you had to like destroy stuff. Like it was a side scroller and you just destroyed stuff. But goddamn, the amount of time in high school I spent playing that on computers.
There was a game on Cartoon Network website, and this was like I was still using dial-up at the time.
Ooh, so back
it was legit middle like school? It would have been like fifth or sixth grade.
Okay.
And it was seriously a game where like I had to click it and then like go do something else and then come back for it to load.
Oh yeah,
I just had to wait.
Still one of those.
But it was a Dragon Ball Z game where like
Ooh.
You had to fight the Ginyu Force and then Frieza, and then like you had to like manage whether or not you wanted to use like whether you wanted to use Goku or like wait for him to go Super Saiyan, because it took time. Oh. So like you would fight the other guys with like Gohan and Vegeta or Piccolo or something. And you're like, come on, Goku, come on. And then
go, bro.
And then when Goku actually made Super Saiyan, like then you wrecked. Then you just went through the Ginyu Force and Frieza was easy.
That was such a big deal in the show when he hit Super Saiyan.
Oh my god.
Dude. You were like, this is it. This show can't get any fucking crazier.
This is the top power level, dude.
But yeah, man, when he was fighting Frieza and he finally hit it, I was like, this is it.
It's blonde Goku, dude.
He's gonna fuck everything up.
Oh man. I wanna watch Dragon Ball Super from episode like 1 to the end. But okay. I watched the final episode already.
Oh, so you know.
Yeah, so I know how everything's turning out.
How is it? How many episodes is it total? Isn't it in the 80s?
Something like that. 80s, 90s, maybe.
That's not too shabby.
It's yeah, there's quite a few episodes there.
Was there a lot of filler with Super, or did they try to like limit that?
I think there's a little bit of filler.
Z was horrible with filler.
Oh yeah, it was. It was pretty bad with filler. Yeah, there's definitely some filler episodes, but
like I can take like filler here and there, but sometimes Z would have like 4 episodes in a row of filler, and you're just like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bleach was the same way. I love that show. But, dude, the filler for that show was ridiculous. It would be, like, sometimes, like, 10 episodes in a row were filler. Because they were animating it way faster than the manga.
Oh, wow, really?
So, you would have to wait for the manga to come out. Then you're like, all right, the next maybe 2 episodes will be filler. Then we'll have a real one.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. I definitely want to watch it just to see my husbando, Android 17, do it for him.
The Android Saga was cool.
The Android Saga was very cool.
I was kind of like, about the Boo Saga.
Yeah.
Like, I thought Boo, like, the Boo's final form was pretty cool. But up until then, I was like, Boo's kind of a lame-ass character.
Even as a kid, I was like, okay, come on. This is like, Gohan has to beat Boo. Come yeah. on, man. Like, he's the new guy. But it's still the Goku show. I understand that, but, like, come on, man.
There are rumors that they're trying to, like, make another Dragon Ball Z, like, live-action movie. Oh, and, I just pray. I'm like, just do it right, guys. Just do it right. Just treat it like an anime episode, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Super, I know, is very much disrespect Gohan the series.
Oh, is it? Poor Gohan.
It's not till the end that he like becomes a fighter, like of his potential again.
That sucks. Gohan could be so badass.
There's even a few episodes where like Future Trunks shows up and he's like, "Is this Gohan?" Gohan has like glasses and like bookworm, and he's like,
"You're cool where I come from."
And Gohan's like, "I can still go Super Saiyan, I think."
Oh my god.
And then, oh yeah, and then in the Resurrection F movie, like Frieza, like Gohan killed Cell, and then Frieza comes back, and like Gohan is just like a shadow of his former self, and he's like trying to go Super Saiyan. He's like,
"I popped a boner."
Yeah, it's a decent series. The sparring match between Goku and Android 17 is like my favorite fight scene in the entire Dragon Ball series.
Oh, really?
I love it so much. Yeah, it's in Super. Yeah. I love it. It's really good. Okay, so now that we're 20 minutes into the podcast,
we should probably get 40 minutes into gaming.
Yep. We got games, son. Let me play all of them at once.
Gaming news so great. Rabio.
DLC.
Gamio.
This is gaming.
I'm sorry. But as is custom, I have all gaming news after E3.
Because that's all you need. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say, I assume the first thing we're going to talk about is Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
I was going to say, should we talk about the conferences and rate them? But Nintendo just dropped the mic with, like that, I was like, all right, Microsoft had a really good conference. They showed some cool shit. Mm-hmm. I was like, Sony doubled down on their games, which are pretty cool. But then Nintendo is just like, boom.
Yeah, and Sakurai says it's not a port. It's a brand new game built from the ground up.
It looks good, too.
And it looks good, and they've updated a lot of things. Like, Link now wears his Breath of the Wild
Mario
by default.
Has his hat from
Odyssey. Yeah.
Cappy.
Yeah. And a bunch of different things here and there. Like, you know, they all come off as kind of like minor tweaks, but there's so many minor tweaks.
It looks like the game, they did a good, like, quality of life overhaul to everything.
Yeah. Pokemon Trainer. Now Pokemon Trainer, there's no penalty for sticking with one Pokemon.
Oh, I didn't know that there was a penalty.
Yeah, there was a penalty, like, they became weaker over time, so, like, you had to switch out your Pokemon, so you used all of them. But now you can, like, stick with the one you like the most, whether it be
cool.
Squirtle, Ivysaur, or Charizard. And that's kind of their technicality with Charizard as a playable character, because Charizard was by himself in the last Smash game.
Oh, yeah.
It was just Charizard. Whereas now, you don't necessarily select Charizard, but you select Pokemon Trainer, you could just start with Charizard and use Charizard the whole game. Yeah, so, sure. He's still there.
That character list, or that roster, is fucking bananas.
It's a bananas roster. Do you remember the Badger video? The Badger. I saw a reaction video spliced with that Badger video, and when the snake shows up, this guy's reacting to Snake in a Smash, and so the snake shows up in the Badger video, and he's like, "Snake!"
That was pretty cool that Snake was coming back, because at work we were talking about how, like, the couple times I played Smash, I liked playing as Snake.
Yeah.
And I was like, that'd be cool if they brought him back. Everybody,
it's so good. They made his butt smaller, though. If you've been following
that.
The memes,
is David Hayter doing the voice?
Did
he do it for the first one?
I have no idea. Yeah. I wish I could tell you.
That man is Snake, not Kiefer Sutherland.
You know what? Yes, I think he is.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
That man is Snake.
Let's see. They added Inkling.
Oh, yeah. And then
they added Daisy as a Echo Fighter.
I don't know that term. Sorry.
Did you watch the reveal?
They broke down Echo Fighters.
They're fighters that, you know, like Pit and Dark Pit, they are kind of like based off the same character, but they're two different characters. So yeah. when you play as Daisy, you select Peach and then, you know, switch to Daisy.
Oh, okay.
So they fight similarly, but they are kind of different.
Okay.
Same with like, I know there's a couple of characters that I don't know very well, but they're like based off of each other. They added Ridley,
which I guess was a long time request.
Yeah, I've been seeing that for a long time. And what's funny is people are the main thing against Ridley was he was just too big for Smash. Like he's a massive character. Like how do you put him in Smash? And I like his entrance was Ridley hits the big time. Also, he fucking killed Mario.
Did he?
He murdered Mario.
That's awesome.
That's another one of those.
Oh, is it?
That I've been seeing on Twitter. Like he fucking killed him. Fucking killed Mario.
All right, I'll have to look for those memes then.
It's really good. You should watch it's like a 20-minute video of just the breakdown.
Yeah, if it's 20 minutes, I can do that.
Yeah, you could also just watch, if you just want to watch the Ridley reveal, he kills Mario.
Okay, I'll watch that one then for sure.
He's dead. The biggest notable exemption is Waluigi.
I've been seeing that.
I think it was the Washington Post that wrote a story. Like,
oh, really?
Like, Nintendo robbed Waluigi and left him for dead or something like that.
Was he ever in any of the...
No.
The Smashes?
No, he wasn't. He's an assist trophy in this one. And they mentioned some assist trophies you can now, like, knock out. And so they're like, yeah, you had Waluigi as an assist trophy, not a character, but you could still knock him out. And there's been a great picture that I've seen is just like a Waluigi doll in like a dirty street, just like thrown out and abandoned. Another one I saw was it was the final destination stage and Master Hand, and they like zoomed out and they started like
revealing Waluigi. Yeah, they removed the black and it was Waluigi. Yes, I did see that one. That was a good one.
Oh, that's good. I would definitely, I didn't really care before, but now just because of all the memes, like, come on, add Waluigi.
Maybe he'll be DLC.
Now I feel sorry for him. Come on.
He'll be DLC.
Nintendo says people like Waluigi insincerely because he's a big meme. But now, like, it's just so sad. Please add Waluigi.
Is Wario in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, you've got, like, all these characters from Mario. You got Bowser, Bowser Jr., Wario, Mario, Luigi, Peach, Daisy, Yoshi.
No Waluigi.
No Waluigi. That's so weird. I mean, friggin' Duck Hunt is in this game, like.
That is very true.
No Waluigi.
I forgot about Duck Hunt was in the game.
Yeah, they've brought back a lot of characters, everyone, Ice Climbers.
Bayonetta. I liked playing as Ice Climbers in Melee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They mentioned something, and I don't know if that's going to be like part of the final product, but that the roster you have unlocked at the beginning is like only the Smash 64 roster.
That'd be cool. The original roster.
And then apparently like characters like consistently show up until you've unlocked all, like, I think there's 65 characters, 66.
I think that's what I counted, 65. That's cool, though.
See, but if you add Waluigi and, like, two more, you can get to 69, and then it could just be called Smash Bros. Nice.
Nice. Let's see. Microsoft showed off some cool stuff.
They did.
Halo Infinite will be cool, you know, when... there's actual gameplay.
Yeah.
The engine looked nice, though.
Yeah.
I'll believe it when I see it when Crackdown comes out.
Yeah. See, I got some attendance numbers for
E3.
Almost 70,000. 69,200.
I feel like E3 would generate more numbers than that.
Let's see. There were 200 exhibits. 80 of whom were attending for the first time.
80 of them? Dang! That's great. That's actually a big chunk.
Around 3,250 products. So just anything from games to peripherals to anything related to E3. Celebrities in attendance. Elijah Wood. Yeah. Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Camilla Luddington.
Oh, yeah. She's Lara Croft.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
She's the motion capture and voice actress.
Jack Black. Amy Hennig.
Who?
Amy Hennig. I don't know. I'm just reading off the list.
Is she the Naughty Dog person?
Let's see. E3 2019 will take place June 11th to June 13th.
Yeah, Amy Hennig is she was the main writer and director for like the first three Uncharted.
Nice. What'd you think of Cyberpunk 2077?
One, that developer I don't think can do no wrong because they're so good to their fan base.
Yeah, is that CD Projekt Red, right?
Yeah. That game looks awesome. I enjoy anything cyberpunk. Like, I enjoyed the new Deus Ex games. Those were really fun. This game just looks like Deus Ex on, like, steroids. It looks awesome.
And of course, going with that developer, apparently you can fuck robots.
Yeah, apparently you can just do anything in that game if you want.
Which I'm totally down with.
Yeah.
I'm an adult. Give me the full range experience. I wanna be able to fuck robots. I wanna be able to like do robot drugs. I wanna be able to like go to robo jail, get in robo gambling debt, get my robo kneecaps robo killed.
Robo sodomy.
Yeah.
But I guess Fallout did that first.
With Fisto. That's in one of our drops. It's in one of your drops, I think.
Position.
Yeah. That's a game I've been kind of tempted to pick up Fallout New Vegas again.
A good mod for that is the Walk Faster mod.
Yeah.
Since you can't like sprint or run in that game, the Walk Faster mod makes it a lot more enjoyable.
You know what? I have not played that game with mods.
There's some cool mods for it.
I played it on my laptop, and I didn't really think much about mods because, you know, my laptop could only handle so much, but now I got the rig.
Yeah.
I mean, I modded the fuck out of Fallout 4.
Yeah, I mean, in Fallout New Vegas.
To the point where Bob Ross was my moon.
Well, since we're on Bethesda, I guess we could talk about their insane show.
Yeah, so The Elder Scrolls 6 was at least announced.
Yeah. And then that crazy Stargate or Star Travel game, I don't know. They're both next gen, so we won't see them for like 4 years.
Speaking of E3 maymays, I saw one. It was like you load up the Elder Scrolls 6, and it goes to like the character selection screen, and there's like an old man. He's like, "Now let me tell you a story," and then the story is just Skyrim again. And they're like, "Todd Howard, you did it again."
Oh, did you see the Skyrim Alexa video?
No, I heard about it, though.
It's fucking real.
What?
You can actually play Skyrim on Alexa. Camilla was over at her friend's... You remember Dana from the wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dana has an Alexa, and I was like, ask to play Skyrim. You can play fucking Skyrim on your Alexa.
I have one.
An Alexa?
Yeah.
Yeah, just go play, hey Alexa, play Skyrim, and you can play Skyrim.
I wonder if she heard you. She's in the other room. You know what sucks about having one of those is like when you're listening to a podcast and someone is named Alexa.
Oh, no.
It's a pain in the ass. Because then she turns on and it, like, you can change her name too. You can? There's like three different things you can call her. You can call her like Alexa, Dot, or Echo or something like that.
Ooh, Dot would be cool.
So I've been tempted to change it because sometimes the real name Alexa comes up and then... The podcast, of course, will mute so Alexa can listen to me. And then she's like, wants a command. And I'm like, no, not you, Alexa.
Stop. But yeah, you can play Skyrim on your Alexa.
I'll do it.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm not going to get Fallout 76.
I don't think so either. It just seems some sort of like weird offshoot Fallout game.
Yeah, I don't like that one of the things I don't like, there's no NPCs. You get all your quests through like notes and audio logs. That bothers me.
That's weird.
There are no NPCs. It's just people in the game. I've seen a lot of valid points that there are going to just be assholes in that game that band together and get the new codes and just fuck everybody up.
Yeah, it's going to be like Ark playing on a public
server. It'll be like Rust. It'll be like Ark online. Just
yeah. I if anyone wants to play Ark, I recommend getting your own server. They're not that expensive.
Yeah.
If you just want to play with like three or four of your friends, if you split it, it's like $5 a person. Because public servers suck ass.
They're cancer.
And when Fallout 76, when the details were like announced, someone posted a Reddit thread where this guy was forced into slavery in Ark. And his friends were mad at him when he was like trying to like escape slavery, because they're like, these guys are going to destroy everything we built. You got to keep working for them.
But yeah, there's just going to be a lot of griefers, and I foresee in 76, and just and I imagine that they're probably going to make power armor super fucking powerful, so you know that those like assholes are going to have all power armor and new codes and just ruin everything for you.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pass on that one. I like though that Bethesda accepted the Skyrim on everything meme.
Yeah. So PUBG is saying that their new maps are not asset flips, which, to get you up to speed, asset flips are when a developer buys things like character models or buildings from an engine storefront, such as Unreal or Unity, and plunks them into the game without thought. They're like, hey, we bought a bunch of bushes.
That's exactly what PUBG was when it first came out.
So fans are critical of their new maps for this. They're saying, nuh-uh. I guess we'll see.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think it comes out this week, the new map.
I downloaded Fortnite on PS4.
It's the game's just too fast for me. Yeah. I can't.
I'm going to give it a shot. I mean, it's free, so.
Yeah. I play
at least the multiplayer is free, and then there's a single player that nobody plays, so.
Yeah. I got it tried it on PC, and it's too fast for me. Yeah.
I watched the some of the Fortnite Pro-Am. Did you see that?
No.
It was basically, like, a celebrity would team up with, like, a pro Fortnite player in a, like, a battle royale. It was, I think it was held in the stadium the Chargers play in.
Jesus!
Which, it is and is not a big deal. The Chargers kind of play in a really shitty stadium.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, when they moved to LA, they're just like, I don't know, fucking go to the soccer stadium. But still, it's still a big stadium for, like, video games. Like, it's still something pretty crazy. You had like, what, 50 teams, and each contained like a Fortnite streamer or pro or whatever, and the other had like a celebrity.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Is there any like big name celebrities?
Yeah, there were, there was like, Paul George, basketball player.
Oh.
For the Oklahoma City Thunder.
I've read a couple articles, dude, that Fortnite is being so bad for, like, MLB baseball. Like, players will show up late because they're just playing Fortnite or something.
That's what I heard. I actually had a story at one point about a pitcher that was that was getting shit
for playing Fortnite. Was it for Boston? Or maybe he was from Boston?
Something like that.
Yeah. That's the first article I read about it. And then I started, like, Googling it some more. And I'm like, this is actually becoming an issue.
Mm-hmm. Did you see anything on the new Super Mario Party?
I just thought it was released, or that they showed it off.
Well, it's going to have online play, so that's good.
Oh, cool. So you don't have to, like, ruin your friendships.
Yeah.
I saw that you could connect two Switches together or something. Like, you could put them side by side or something, and they work together.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was just, like, a picture I saw of it.
Apparently, Super Mario Party will also have an online minigame mode, if you just want to run through minigames.
That's cool.
So, that'll be interesting. Mario Party is that's a fun game. I like playing Mario Party. The most recent one where, like, they're all together in a friggin' car or something like that looked stupid as shit.
I haven't played. GameCube might have been the last Mario Party I played.
I think Mario Party 2 has always been my jam. I don't know. I've never actually owned a Mario Party. It's always been, like, Tyler or Stefan that's had it.
Whichever Mario Party came with the mic. That's the one we played a lot. I want to say that was a GameCube.
I think it was GameCube. Yeah. I don't think I've ever actually played Mario Party 1. That's the one that rips the skin off your hand.
Yeah, because you got the 64 joystick.
Uh-huh. Speaking of Fortnite. So there's a problem with Sony and crossplay with Fortnite. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, so Sony just they don't play nice.
Yeah. So basically what's happening is there's crossplay basically on every platform except PS4. And you can't use your PS4 Fortnite profile on any other console or PC or anything like that.
That's shitty because they're like the people that spend their money should be able to like use it. But and I remember reading Sony's response and it's a bitch ass response too.
Yeah. Yep. They gave pretty much a non-apology. Just whatever. Like,
oh, Sony has 80 million active people playing. Why don't you play with those fuckers?
Yeah. Oh, I have it right here.
Oh, okay.
This was from a Sony rep. It doesn't really name the Sony rep. Speaking to the BBC. We're always open to hearing what the PlayStation community is interested in to enhance their gaming experience. With more than 80 million monthly active users on the PlayStation Network, we've built a huge community of gamers who can play together on Fortnite and all online titles. We also offer Fortnite crossplay support with PC, Mac, iOS, and Android devices, expanding the opportunity for Fortnite fans on PS4 to play with even more gamers on other platforms. We have nothing further to add beyond this at this point. So,
and
Switch and Xbox One missing from that list.
Yeah. I remember when Microsoft announced the crossplay, that huge crossplay from Minecraft, and Sony wasn't part of it.
Yeah.
I remember reading a interesting article on Reddit, or someone posted some like articles and stuff. But basically, whoever is like winning the console race in the generation doesn't give a fuck about crossplay. Like last generation. When Sony was like really behind, Sony was pretty open to crossplay, and 360 was pretty like closed. And now flip flop at this generation, and Sony's winning, and they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, the Minecraft crossplay is pretty interesting, just in the fact that Microsoft actually owns that game.
Yeah,
and but you can still play it on like Nintendo DS with a 360 and a PC player.
Yeah, and that's neat.
That's pretty cool. You know, Fortnite, that's an individual title. None of these game companies actually own Fortnite.
Yeah.
So that makes a little bit more sense. I'd be like, all right, let's do crossplay. But Microsoft
and it
owns Minecraft now and is still like, hey, Sony.
And I mean, Microsoft, I love Microsoft's new, like, if it's a first party title, it'll come out on PC too. Which, did you see that Halo 5 is coming out on Windows 10? And there's rumors about them fixing the Master Chief Collection and updating it for Windows 10.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. If that would be fixed, I would blow my load right here.
And after I saw it, too, I was like, ooh, I would play Master Chief Collection on PC.
Oh, man. Master Chief Collection is just, it still haunts me.
That they did not handle that well. That was 343, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
They did not handle it well. And even when the game did work, these fucking children would all vote for Halo 4. And I'm we just played Halo 4. That was the last game.
Two or three, man.
Yeah. Vote for something. Vote for Halo 1. We never got to play that online. Like
Blood Gulch.
And it has the PC maps, too, which most of us didn't play. Oh,
nice.
It's like, fuck, man, come on.
Yeah.
Halo 4, just pop in Halo 4.
Halo 4 was that Xbox One or 360?
You know, I can't remember now. I think it was 360.
Was it? Dang.
Oh, I'm going to look it up. I played it. I beat it.
I played a shitload of 2. I remember 2 a lot more fondly than 3.
Yeah, it was Xbox 360.
It was? Dang.
Yeah.
So, okay, so Halo 5's been the only Xbox One then.
Yeah, apart from the Master Chief Collection.
Yeah.
That was,
what was Bungie's last title, Halo title?
Halo 3.
Halo 3.
I believe. Ooh,
did they do Reach?
It could have been ODST. Did they do Reach?
I don't know who did Reach. Reach might have been like the beginning of 343.
You know what? Reach might have been the last one.
I remember hearing that Reach was good.
Reach was the last one.
Reach was? Okay.
Halo Reach was fun. I loved Halo Reach.
That's what I've heard, was that
it was good. Yeah. And in fact, I looked it up right now, and there's a YouTube video that says why Halo Reach is still played today.
Nice.
I wish they would have added Halo Reach to the Master Chief Collection, because they added Halo 3 ODST.
Where was Reach in the timeline?
Reach was a prequel to Halo 1.
Okay, so it was before.
It goes like directly into Halo 1.
Oh, I remember you telling me. Doesn't it like end with the Warthog scene or something? Or
it ends with they get Master Chief on the, God, what's the ship called? The Pillar of Autumn. Mm. And that is escaping Reach.
Oh, cool.
And so then Halo 1, you go into Master Chief, so, you know, being woken up, and
that's cool.
Yeah, and the Halo Reach had one of the better endings. The mission was just survive, like you were fucked. So you just survive as long as you can.
I like games that'll do that. I like games that's how the game starts, is just survive as long as you can, but you can't win.
Yeah,
those are cool.
Yeah, it was Halo Reach was a good game. I liked playing it online, even though it was different.
Wasn't it class based?
Yeah, it was like.
Or was ODST class-based?
ODST... I didn't play much ODST, okay. Gonna be honest.
Where was that in the timeline?
That was... So, that takes place in the middle third of Halo 2.
Oh, so it takes place during Halo 2?
It takes place during Halo 2. But in a different place. So, like, in Halo 2, when you actually arrive on New Mombasa on Earth... You also arrive with, like, ODST.
Oh, and then they kind of, like, go their separate ways.
Yeah, and so that takes place right then and there. It's like an offshoot. Before Halo 4 came out, I actually played the Halo games chronologically. Mm. So I played Halo Wars first, which, by the way, is fun. Halo Wars is, like, the super earliest.
Okay.
Then I played Halo Reach, and I played Halo 1, and then I played a little bit of Halo 2 until I got to that part, and then I played Halo 3 ODST because that takes place at that part. Then I finished Halo 2, and then I played Halo 3.
Is Halo 2 the one that has the Breaking Benjamin song at the end?
Yes.
I remember playing that and being like, this is random, but I like it.
Yeah, you like come out of like a Covenant ship, and it's like, dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
That was also one of the first games to use, like, a I guess, not, like, a soundtrack, but, like, a band's, like, licensed song.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah, Halo 2 was the shit. I loved Halo 2. Have you seen that new trend of people singing the Halo theme song in, like, parking garages and bathrooms?
Yes, I like that. I saw the one with, like, all the kids in the bathroom chanting. Halo has probably one of the more distinguishable songs. Like,
oh, yeah.
You hear, and even that guitar riff, like that intro, you'll hear that guitar riff and you're like, that's Halo.
Dun, 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 dun.
No, even that, like, dun, 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 that, like, soul, that,
going into
like,
that.
You hear it and you're just like, that's Halo.
Yeah. Yeah, that is definitely Halo. And if the Master Chief Collection comes out on PC, I am totally here for it.
Yeah, but yeah, the rumor was that they're, like, fixing it and updating it so that it can come out on Windows 10.
Did you see Telltale Games nabbed another big license?
Hold on.
You got it? It's right there.
Oh my god, I can even see the image.
You got the thing in your head.
Fuck. What is it?
Stranger Things.
Yeah! Damn it! Yeah, that'll be cool. And didn't they announced the last season of Walking Dead, too?
Yes. Yes, they did.
I haven't played season 3 yet. I was waiting for like a cheap like all chapters bundle.
I played season 3. It was fine.
It was fine.
I played The Walking Dead Michonne.
Yeah.
It was not good.
Oh really?
It was not good.
Dude, Telltale needs a new engine. They're milking the shit out of that engine that they've been using for
forever.
Ever.
Yeah. Well, let's see.
Sony stuff looked cool. Still, I'm finally glad to see Death Stranding gameplay or Amazon Prime the game.
Yeah, you're a mailman.
But
you're Daryl.
It looks good.
Daryl Mailman.
Like most Kojima games, don't know what the fuck's going on whatsoever.
I think he's the stork. He delivers babies.
Would that be crazy if that's what it was?
Yeah.
There's some theory out there that like those things will like steal your soul or your age or something. So that's why he has a baby. It like transfers like that, or it's like a clone or something.
Huh.
But it's a Kojima game, so nobody's gonna know what the fuck's going on until the game comes out. And then even then,
even then, it's questionable.
Last of Us 2 looks beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that game looks good. That game might encourage me to get a Pro and 4K TV.
Yeah,
because damn, that game looked good.
It did look good. Let's see if I have
Spider-Man looks good. I'm actually really excited for Spider-Man. That might be a day one thing for me, because I really like the developer Insomniac. I really like Spider-Man, and it looks like they're doing a good job of making everything fluid.
Yeah.
I don't know what to think of that new Sucker Punch game, though. The Samurai one, Ghosts of whatever, it looks pretty as hell.
Yeah, it did. It looked really good.
I'm not a big fan of that genre, I guess, but that developer is amazing, and they did the Infamous games, and those are one of my favorites. But I just don't know how I feel about it.
Overcooked 2.
Yes!
Is coming out August 7th on the Switch.
And it has online play, this version.
Oh my god. That's a game you can grief people in.
Yeah!
Give me the plates!
Oh my god. That's the only game I can get Camilla to play like actively with me is Overcooked. Oh, but man. I have to tell her exactly what to do.
When we played four player Overcooked, it was just a bunch of screaming.
Oh, that game was a surprise for me. I heard about it, watched some videos, bought it, and was like, this is the most amazing game I've played.
It's fun. It's very fun. Soul Calibur 6 launches October 19th.
Oh, dang. Those games, like, they consistently come out, and I never hear, like, anything bad about them. They're, like, consistently, like, it's a pretty good game.
I like the Soul Calibur series. I have a lot of fun playing Soul Calibur games, and I'm not much of a fighting game person.
John bitch slapped me over, I think, Soul Calibur 2. We were playing, and I was just using my weapon too much, and he got pissed and just bitch slapped me. Fighting games can sometimes bring out the worst in people.
Yeah, definitely. So there's a patch coming to Detroit Become Human. Because apparently at the end of the game, you have this like virtual assistant that's like she kind of like runs the menu for you. And she's like, oh, hey, welcome back to Detroit Become Human. Do you want to continue your story? Blah, 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 blah. Well, you can choose to set her free. And that's the whole point. You know, the whole point of the video game is, you know, setting the androids free. Androids are becoming human.
Yeah.
And then you have the choice yourself to set the android free. Well, people want their slave back.
Oh,
and so they're putting in a patch where you can choose to bring her back.
So yeah, what
completely
happens, what
flies
happens,
in the face of the whole game.
So what happens to your menu then if you release her?
She just doesn't converse with you or like
it's just a
plain menu.
Oh, yeah. That's neat. I didn't know that was a feature in that game. That seems kind of neat.
Yeah.
I've heard very good things about that game. Like, the story is solid, the gameplay is solid. Usually with Quantum Dream games, it's like one or the other. Like, yeah. The story's solid, gameplay not so much.
I've been, it does look fun. I've actually been watching Super Best Friends play through the game, and the story is, sometimes it's extremely on the nose.
Oh yeah, you were talking
about like, this. Blunt, and this one was after we were talking about this.
Oh, okay.
Where there's a scene where like this guy tinkers with androids or whatever, and he's like, he made us monsters, but who's the real monster?
Oh god. Oh. Ooh, that's cliche.
So if you're looking for a new battle royale type game, you can look at Rapture Rejects, which is created by the Cyanide and Happiness people.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a...
Okay.
It's a Cyanide and Happiness type battle royale game. You can sign up for the alpha at rapturerejects.com.
I could get down on like a comedy based battle royale.
It definitely looks interesting.
Huh. Do you ever pick up before it went back when it was free, before it went back to having a price, but the Totally Accurate Battle Simulator PUBG? It was basically just making fun of battle royales, but it was free for a while. I did not pick it up.
I didn't either, but I heard about it.
Black Ops 3 is free on PlayStation right now.
It is. Yeah. I was tempted to download it, but I don't know.
Call of Duty's cancer, kind of. Yeah. But I was like, free game, I'll play it for the story, and then that'll be about it.
I got, what else was free? Oh, XCOM 2.
Yeah, I started playing that the other night.
Yeah.
I love me some XCOM.
I got that and Trials Fusion.
I've heard I know Trials has a good following. Like, people like it. But, yeah, XCOM was pretty awesome.
No, I got Bloodborne a couple months ago, and I'm still been sitting on that. I haven't played it yet.
I played an hour with Mitch, and I just went, nope. I was like, Mitch, I can't do this. I can't do this, man.
Well, Andy, if you don't have anything else, I think that's the end of the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. E3 podcasts are usually like this. Just all games.
Big E3 edition.
Who would you say, what was the surprise announcement that you were just like, yeah, that's cool. Like one that you didn't expect, but were hoping for. Cause I have a good one.
I think it might've been the Elder Scrolls 6.
Just acknowledgement
that it's going to happen. Yeah. Yeah. Cause we've been in such a Skyrim hole for so long. Like,
dude, Skyrim 2011.
Skyrim on your toaster.
Yeah. But yeah, watch the Skyrim Very Special Edition video, because they run with that meme pretty well. It's fucking funny. Mine was Dying Light 2. I was incredibly happy to see that. I was hoping it would show up, because they, like a couple of years ago, they're like, hey, we're going to give you DLC for the first one and preparation for the second. I was like, all right. And I was happy to see it. Very happy to see it.
You know what? Oh, another one that I thought was kind of interesting is a new Bomberman game.
I did not see that.
Yeah, new Bomberman.
Is Nintendo making it?
I don't know the details of it. Okay. But I just know there's a new Bomberman game coming out.
All right. I can get on board with that.
What's something you thought was missing? Like, I know Nintendo didn't announce a new Animal Crossing.
I know a lot of people were pretty bummed about that.
They feel like it's time for a new one, especially on the Switch.
I feel Microsoft had a pretty solid show. There wasn't anything that I was like, I would have expected them to show that. Sony like focused more on the games that were coming out. Sony didn't have a lot of new like to show first party games.
Yeah.
And that's usually Sony's strength, is their first-party games.
Yeah.
But, honestly, there wasn't anything that I was like, oh, man, that sucks, they didn't show it. I just... Yeah, there wasn't anything. What about you?
Well, the only one I can really think of is I was somewhat interested in a new Animal Crossing, because that might have been some... I think, if anything, Smash might get me to buy the Switch.
Ooh.
But an Animal Crossing and a Smash would have really got me to buy the Switch, so.
Maybe they'll do, like, a surprise Nintendo Direct and be like, we just weren't ready to show it yet.
Yeah, maybe.
Because Nintendo's good about that. They don't show stuff off till they're ready to.
Right. So, with that, I think this is the actual end of the podcast. So remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc, email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com, and find all our stuff on YouTube, 3hitcombopodcast. Nintendo, add Waluigi to Smash, you cowards. This is Matt, signing out with Andy. Goodbye.